Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And if you make sure that you call your dad today, it's his day, and spend the time if possible. You never know. They never stay around as long as you want them to. And I miss mine tremendously at this point. Speaking of dads, the dad of the garden is a man called Ashton Ritchie from the Scotch Company, and he's been gardening for a long time, taught many, many people how to garden, including myself, and has been a great help, and he's joining us today to give us some ideas of what we should be doing around the yard at this time of the year. Ashton, good morning, and
good
happy
morning,
Father's
Paul.
Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you. That's some of the nicest things anybody's ever said about me. I just appreciate that those kind words on this Father's Day.
Well, you're a good man. You've done a lot. You've done a lot for the industry. You've taught a lot of retail people about gardening so that they could share their knowledge with their customers, and it's really much appreciated by all.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate those kind words. You and I were much younger back in the days when we spent time talking lawn and garden when I was teaching the Scotch Training Institute a long time ago. We've known each other for a long, long time.
We really have, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, you know, my garden is looking pretty good. How's your garden looking?
The garden is looking good. It's not growing as fast, but everything is up. It's growing. Flowers are becoming active, and we're real busy. We've got so many things going on here. We have a big party coming on. In 2 weeks, we're celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. So we have a big party, and then two weeks after that, we're having our annual garden tour, and we're hoping to have a big crowd. We did this 2 years ago, Ashton. We had 1,250 people come into my yard, and it's for a great cause. It's for the prevention of cruelty to children.
Oh, what a great cause, and what a great opportunity to see the master's garden. Do you give an award for anybody that can find a weed?
Believe me, I still have weeds, Ashton. It isn't perfect.
Well, I remember when I was just a ute, and my dad paid me a penny for every weed that I would pull. And he was just, trying to teach me several lessons there. And it's kind of fun to remember that on Father's Day. And I started to get the better of him when I was pulling these little tiny, tiny weed seedlings that were just coming up. And quickly, the total was kind of moving along, kind of like the gas gauge on a gas pump does right now. And he quickly had to modify the payment schedule. But you know, it's fun to remember our fathers. I learned so much about gardening from my mom and my dad and my grandmother. And if we can just teach a little bit of that to our kids. It's just is so great. I mean, I think we thought about it as forced labor when we were growing up, but nowadays I'm so appreciative of everything that I learned about gardening from my parents.
Exactly. It was the same way. And I got started, believe it or not, growing up, we used to buy Wonder Bread. And in those days, bread did not come in a plastic bag. It was rolled in clear plastic, mm-hmm. and there was a sticker on both ends of the bread to hold it together. And my mom used to pull those stickers off, and when she had so many stickers, she would send them away, and we would get free seeds. We'd start our own plants, and we garden like crazy.
Oh,
so all started.
I sort of remember that. Now that you have, that's something that I had totally forgotten. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So it all started, and with five kids in the family, we ate a lot of bread. So we have plenty of seeds.
Well, you know, if you've got your garden out there now and it looks like it needs a little help, I was just yesterday, some of my longer season veggies looked like they could do a little boost, so I got some of that the Miracle-Gro all-purpose, the blue powder, and put it in the watering can, and added some water to it, and I gave a few things there that looked like they needed a little extra boost. I put Osmocote on earlier during the season when I planted, and I had mixed in a lot of good old compost from the Miracle-Gro potting mixes into the soil. But it's just sometimes you can see it in the foliage where there's just a little bit of a light green color, or maybe you can see the veins of the leaf a little bit, and you know that that needs a little bit more nutrition. Or when your tomato plants, some of the lower branches start to turn yellow, that's a sign that that the plant is trying to like put everything into the new growth, and so some of the old growth is starting to sacrifice, and it means, you know, it's kind of scrambling for some nutrition. So tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and squash, they all appreciate some of that extra nutrition this time of year.
Yeah, and we had a lot of rain early in the month. We ended up at my house here in southern Maine. We had 7.75 inches of rain.
Oh.
So I'm sure it soaked pretty much all of the fertilizer out of the ground.
Yeah, and, you know, even if you had your own compost pile and you had some great compost that you put in, or, you know, some of that compost gets watered down quite a bit when you get that much rain. So it's kind of good to kind of come back and give it a little extra feeding. Whichever plant food you use, whether it's Miracle-Gro Organic Choice or Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed or Miracle-Gro liquid feed, just check on the label and it'll tell you how frequently to feed, because they all have different kinds of ways of feeding, and then that way you know how frequently to do your feeding for your gardens.
Now, I put down, like you, when I planted, I put down Osmocote.
Mm-hmm.
And once I put the Osmocote down, we got all that rain.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the Osmocote is still there?
Well, you know, Osmocote flower and vegetable food has a feeding for four months. And I think one of the things the growers, professional growers, always liked about Osmocote, you know, they would put it in containers where they're growing shrubs and trees, is that no matter how much water you put down, it's going to release gradually. And I would say that you're still going to get the full amount of time of feeding there from that Osmocote that you put down. At least that's what I've always been taught, and that's why I like it for containers or hanging baskets. I just think it does a great job that way.
It really does. Now, how about the lawn? For people that put down their step two and we got all that rain, should they be thinking about applying step three with that summer feed possibility?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah, that's a good suggestion, and it is coming up on time to put down the step three, or maybe the turf filter with Summer Guard, or the super turf filter with Summer Guard if you're not using the four-step program, and then that way you get a special summer feeding, plus you get protection from the insects that can thin the lawn out and make it turn brown in the summer.
Now, the other thing I started to notice here and there in my lawn, that the crabgrass is about an inch tall. Can we start to use the Scotts crabgrass killer now?
Yes, the Ortho Weed Begone Max plus Crabgrass Killer. There's several hundred weeds it kills, plus it really does a good job on young crabgrass without killing your good grass. So if you have an area where you didn't prevent the crabgrass early on and you've got it sprouting up in your lawn along with other weeds, then the Ortho Weed Begone Max plus Crabgrass Killer can be sprayed on those areas.
Now, once you've applied it, what should you start to notice happening to the crabgrass?
Well, it should start to give you some yellowing, but you're going to have a few weeks there where it's going to continue to wilt and die on out. But you'll start to see some noticeable effects within a few days on all your weeds that you've sprayed.
And will we need to give it a second application, or will one take care of it?
If it's, like you say, just an inch tall, you should be able to do it with one. But once it gets older and bigger and more mature, has more of a heavy root system, then you might have to come back with a second shot in a few weeks.
Now, Scotts came out with something last year that's been... Oh, we're coming up on the break. When we come back, I want you to tell our listeners, because one of the big weeds that people have is something called nut sedge. And Scotts came out with a product that will take care of it. If you could tell our listeners what nut sedge is, what it looks like, and about this new product, that would be great.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This year, spare your trees and shrubs from Japanese beetles before the damage starts. Protect them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding in one easy step. Just mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your trees and shrubs are protected, roots to top. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills-All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie from the Scotch Company, and we're talking about a fairly common grass weed called nutsedge. And up until last year, there was really nothing that took care of it. And then Scotch came through, and they developed a product. Ashton, tell us about nutsedge, what it looks like, and how we can control it.
Okay, nutsedge, and some folks call it nut grass. It's actually really not a grass. It's in the sedge family. But the way you can tell that you can tell it from the rest of the grass in your lawn is it grows up taller than the regular grass after you mow, and the leaves are tend to be a brighter green and kind of a little bit on the shiny side, and it tends to be in a patch. It's fairly easy to pull up. If you grab one of them and pull it up, it comes up real easy, and you think, oh boy, I could pull this up and I could get rid of it. Unfortunately, it's got these little bulbs that are down in the soil, and they are left behind. And when you pull up one of the nutsedge plants, you typically get several more that will grow up in that spot. So it was always a real problem, and it spread, and the patches would get bigger and bigger, and it's really considered a pretty tough weed in agriculture for farmers and for gardeners and for people that have lawns. So Ortho has a new product, as you mentioned, came out last year. It's called Ortho Nutsedge Killer, and what's neat about it is you can spray nutsedge, and it won't kill your existing grass. And sometimes it might take a couple of sprayings, but it's in a little ready to use. You just squeeze the trigger and spray it right on the nutsedge, and it'll take it on out. There's some other weeds it also gets, such as annual bluegrass in a bluegrass lawn, like Poa annua. It'll take that out, and a few others, kind of tough to get weeds. So it's actually a great time of year to spray your nutsedge and kill it in your lawn before it spreads.
Now, we're almost into July, and traditionally in New England, by the 4th of July, we get visited by the Japanese beetles.
Oh, yes.
How do we take care of them before they get here? Is it too late to put down Grubex, Ashton?
Well, this is a great time to put down Grubex for the next round of Japanese beetles, because the adult beetles that you're talking about that are going to arrive, they are already locked and loaded. They're going to be there, and then they are going to lay eggs during July in the grass, and then those eggs will hatch out, and there'll be baby grubs that will start to grow this fall, eating the grass roots down there where you can't see them. So you put down the Scotch Grubex now, and it protects against those new eggs to hatch out later in the summer. But if you've got Japanese beetles now, The first ones to show up, if you want to do any hand picking and try to get those before they attract the others, that's one way you can go. But the most effective way, Ortho's got a great product called Bug Be Gone. You can spray it right on the plants, and it protects against Japanese beetles. They've got a number of products that have Japanese beetles on the label that you can check out. Some of them will get absorbed inside the plant. You can put around the base. Others you can spray on the plant. But you go to your local lawn pro retailer who's been to the Scotts Training Institute, and they can tell you which ortho product to do the job.
Now, have the Japanese beetles arrived at your house in
Georgia?
Yes,
they have. They started showing up on some roses, and we've got sweet potatoes, and they started to come in for those. But we don't have as much of a problem with them down here in Georgia as you have up there, but they have started showing up already.
You know, the one bug that we've got, I can't believe how many of them we have this year, Ashton, is the rose chafer.
Oh, my.
I have never seen so many of them.
Well, that's another reason to put that Grubex down, because it's also a beetle that will lay eggs in the lawn and give you a problem. So put down the Grubex now. If you already put it down, say, in the last 4 to 6 weeks or so, then you're all set. You're protected, but because one application is all you need. But if you haven't put it down, now's a good time to do it.
So Grubex will take care of the Japanese, the Oriental, and it will take care of the rose chafer also?
Yes, it will.
Wow. That's great. That's
and
great
it,
news.
It also does a pretty good job on sod webworms and cutworms. So getting it on now is a great time to do it.
Okay, now we're also into the middle of the flea and tick season, and people that have pets that are all over the lawn, what would you suggest that they put down?
Ortho Bug Be Gone granules, just spread it on the lawn, do it before rain, and it'll do that and take care of fleas and ticks. If you've got more questions, you can go to scotts.com. We've got all kinds of information there. I do a blog, and I just put a blog up about what should you do with your lawn right now, which is what we already talked about a little bit ago. So just go to scotts.com.
Wow, lots of information in a quick period. Thank you, Ashton, and you have a wonderful Father's Day.
Thank you, Paul. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and happy Father's Day to all you dads. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to give you a great garden. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Good morning, Carolyn. How can we help you with your blueberries today?
Oh, good morning and happy Father's Day, Paul. It's so good to hear you back. I missed your program last week, and I was so sorry you were under the weather the week before after returning from your trip. But
thank
I know you.
You
covered blueberries a while back, and you did a lot. But I've got a lichen-like substance that's crawling up the stems, the stouter stems of my blueberries that are around a poured concrete slab. It's been there for 13 years, and I've used both aluminum sulfate, and the garden center advised against the aluminum. What's the other sulfate?
They advise against using aluminum sulfate?
Because of the aluminum for ingesting. It's another sulfate, and I know I've got some both of them in the garage.
Oh, I can't think what it is.
Oh, I know what it is, but I
mean,
can't say it.
That's something that, you know, when I went to college, that's what they recommended that we use.
Yeah, well, the aluminum part, they said, is not safe to consume. So I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. And I'm sorry, I can't remember, and I did have time. I could have gone out in the garage to look at the other
okay.
The other
well,
package.
The other thing that you can use, you can buy, if you go to the nursery, they sell a soil acidifier for blue hydrangea to make
oh, yes.
the flower blue, and that's a different makeup.
Okay. But
so
what
you,
would be
so
causing
you can use that.
I think it started last fall, the end of summer. What is it's something makes me think of anthrax or not anthrax. What is the thing that attacks oh golly, the trees, the dogwood trees.
Oh, and anthracnose.
Anthracnose.
Yeah,
is that
but
possible
see,
on my blueberries, and how do I counteract it?
Anthracnose is a very unique disease. What it is a fungus that gets in the plant, and it lives in the tips of the branches, and it slowly closes the opening of the water tube, and then totally shutting it down so that the new growth wilts and dies, and then it works its way down. So it's not anthracnose unless you're losing all of your new growth.
No, and I've got beautiful blueberries forming. And the other question, the other part of the question is, my blueberries get so big and so beautiful, but they're never sweet.
They're not sweet?
No.
Huh.
I'm wondering if there's something to do with it's being planted around this concrete slab. I'm in a condo. It's been 13 years, and I didn't want to do a cookie cutter fence thing like every other place has, so they gave me permission to do the blueberries if I would keep them pruned to 4 feet. Well, they're not 4 feet yet, or maybe they are about now. And they've been producing blueberries for several years. I've had lovely yields. And I've got netting to go over them so the birds don't eat them all. And maybe I'm not the best blueberry picker because I might not get them when they're fully ripe, and that perhaps is one of the reasons why they're not very sweet.
What are you using for a food on them?
Hollytone.
Hollytone. Okay. I would try adding manure along with the hollytone, or what you could get, and it's made by the same company, is something called Biotone.
Biotone?
And Biotone is mycorrhiza.
Uh-huh.
And mycorrhiza is a beneficial soil microbe that will increase the root system of your plant to make it stronger, but it also helps to break apart fertilizer that is not normally available to the plant, giving the plant more flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have some Thrive, but I haven't used the Thrive on the blueberries.
Okay, then use Thrive, because Thrive is very similar to Biotone. It's pure mycorrhiza. And I would literally saturate that root ball. I'd probably give it three gallons, wait a couple of weeks, give it another 2 or 3 gallons, and the mycorrhiza called Thrive does give you better flavor because it's able to break apart fertilizer that is not normally available to the plant. And that type of food gives plants better flavor.
Yeah, you
so
started talking about this a year ago, and it was mycorrhiza. I was writing down notes, and I was ending with an I-R-I-S-E-R until I found it on the shelf. And it's a tough one to pronounce.
It sure is.
But this is something very new in the industry, and I'm hoping it will be helpful. And you are so helpful with your knowledge, and your passion for gardening is wonderful for all of us, and I do thank you so much.
I thank you. And if you get a chance, come to the garden tour. The garden tour is July 14th. It's a Saturday. It's from 10 o'clock until 4. But what I'm doing, I had to argue with the girls in charge, but they finally gave me permission. I'm going to open up my yard from at 9 o'clock instead of 10. and that will give you a chance to look over the yard. My wife and I have been working really hard. My kids have chipped in, and we have done some incredible fun stuff for the garden.
And I think that's great, and I think you're wonderful to do that. And I know it's only a little, only an hour to two from here, but the years have crept up on me, plus three surgeries in the last 2 years, and I can't do what I used to do, and nor am I extending my travels like I could have. But I think that the cause is great, and what you're doing is absolutely super, and I love your descriptions of your yard and things that you're doing, and it's inspiring.
Well, when we get through with the show, my son is going to be taking pictures of it, and he told me that he would put it to music and we'll put it on the website, because we have so many new things that we have done this year that we want everybody to see. And just, I mentioned earlier, my wife came up with this idea of taking a shoe holder.
It's great.
And we filled, there's 24 pockets. We filled the shoe holder with soil. We planted one with impatiens for the backyard, because it's mostly shade, and we planted nasturtiums on the front. But in the backyard, she found this on the internet, and I put it together for her. She planted it, and it's coming so good. We bought three lengths of plastic gutter. We mounted the three gutters on the side of the house about 15 inches apart, one on top of the other. We drilled holes in the bottom for drainage, filled them with soil, and my wife planted herbs, lettuce, spinach, Swiss chard. So we now have a vertical garden growing up against the house. It looks so neat.
Oh,
and so much fun. So we're going to take pictures of all of these new things, and we have surprises that will drive people crazy.
Oh, thank you, Paul, and thank you for your great newsletter. That is just wonderful. That's a lot of work put in there.
It is a lot of work, and I'm really enjoying writing it for you. And eventually we'll take it and put it into a book form, and everybody can look at it in the middle of a howling snowstorm, and it'll make them feel better.
Great, great. You're inspiring. We all need to grow a little bit more food for safety's sake and survival's sake as much as possible. So perhaps all of your enthusiasm and your listeners will spread the word, and we can hope to be a little bit more independent as long as nobody interferes with what we can use in our garden.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Paul, so very much. You have a wonderful week, too. Bye-bye.
You, too. Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll all work together so that we have the best yard we've ever had. The weather's cooperating. Let's get out there, and let's get growing. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Virginia from Mass with a question about her holly bush.
Good morning, Virginia. How can we help you with your holly today?
Good morning, Paul. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
We have two large holly bushes out front of our house that produce beautiful berries. But this year, for the first time, one side of the leaves has black on it, and the opposite side, it looks like a little white cocoons stuck on it, on the leaves.
Okay. If you take your finger and you rub the green leaf, does the black come off?
No, it doesn't. It, you can, like, scrape it off with your fingernail, but it does not come off if you just rub it with your thumb.
Okay. So it has hardened. What you have is an insect called scale. If it's soft and it's cottony, you have mealy bug. But they both do the same thing. They are an insect like a turtle. And they suck the energy out of the plant instead of chewing a hole. And in the process of sucking, they will actually spit some of that almost pure sugar that they're pulling out of the plant onto the plant, and it's pure sugar. So a black mold called sooty mold will grow on the foliage, and that blocks the sunlight. And in time, it will force the leaf to drop. So, what we're going to do is this. We're coming on the break. When we come back, I will tell you how to get the black out and how to kill the insects on your plant.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hi, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Brad Oakley. What you writing there, Brad?
An apology note to my neighbor.
Oh, what happened?
Dandelions happened, all over my lawn. Now those fluffy white seeds are blowing all over my neighbor's lawn.
Well, dandelions are trouble. They don't just look bad, they also steal essential nutrients from your lawn. Luckily, they're Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2.
That'll stop the dandelions?
Absolutely. It's formulated to kill dandelions and other tough weeds, and unlike bargain brands, it has no filler. So every single granule delivers 100% food and weed-killing power.
Sounds like a surefire way to kill those dandelions.
It is, and since Turf Builder also feeds you grass, you'll get a thicker, greener Turf Builder lawn.
Great. But what about my neighbor?
I'd pick up a bag for him, too. With dandelions popping up, this weekend is the perfect time to put down a bag of Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Well, good morning, and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. We were talking about sooty mole or a black mole, and if you get a chance, walk around your house, and you'll notice it on evergreen plants. Deciduous plants, they drop their foliage in the fall, so the damage falls off the plant. Rhododendron, azaleas, holly, boxwood, spreading yews or a pyramidal yews. You get an insect that sucks rather than chews. And what happens is, during the heat of summer, the liquids inside the plant get thinner with the heat. So when the insect is sucking on the plant, he'll get sometimes too much will come into his mouth at the same time, and he'll spit out the excess. It falls on the stems and on the foliage of the plant, and it's pure sugar. In time, blowing in the air is a mold, and it's called sooty mold because it's black in color. And sometimes you can just rub it off with your finger, but if it's been there a long time, it will get hard. So all you need to do is take a regular bucket, put some Dawn. Dawn will cut through grease and everything else, but it will cut right through powder or the sooty mold. Add warm water, make all the bubbles. Take a soft cloth and then rub the Dawn every place that you see the black on the foliage. And it won't all come off at first because it's baked on almost. So get all the foliage wet. Let it sit on there for 10-15 minutes and then rub the foliage again with the same cloth, and you're going to pull most of that black sooty mole off the plant. Now, that's very important because the black is preventing the sunlight from getting into the leaf to make energy for the plant to grow. If you don't remove the sooty mold, the leaf will fall, and your plant will get thinner and thinner. So wash it the best you can. When you're done, then use a product called All Season Oil. And All Season Oil is a paraffin-based product. You spray your entire plant with it, and the way that it works is a scale, for example, is a hard shell. And insecticides have a problem getting through the hard shell. The oil, on the other hand, will coat the shell with this paraffin-type wax and smother the insect. The insect will drop, it will die, and then you won't have the problem with the sooty mold again. So check your plants. It's normally found on evergreens, usually on the inside. So use the Dawn with warm water, a second rubbing of it. Most of it will come right off. And then use the all-season oil. Wait 2 weeks and apply it again. The reason is some of the insects have laid eggs. And you want to hit it a second time to make sure that you get everything. And when you apply the all-season oil made by Bonide, soak the plant thoroughly. It makes a big, big difference. And then feed the plant, and you're ready to go. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We're going to work together, and you're going to have a good garden. And if you want more help, go to the website and sign up for the newsletter, www.paulparent.com, www.paulparent.com.